I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Larry Marker of Roswell, an independent party write-in candidate running for land commissioner, has filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver, claiming the Dominion voting machines are not suitable to use for elections and giving an unfair advantage to party-nominated candidates, leaving Marker out in the cold.
So I filed for a petition for writ of mandamus asking the Secretary of State to remove those machines from use because they're not suitable for use in New Mexico elections the way they are.
So what's wrong with the machines?
The machines and the software have not been certified since 2017. Now we've got these mechanical and physical limitations to where they won't handle more than 150 ballots.
Marker hopes that a judge will rule that the voting machines
are unsuitable for use in New Mexico elections. You need to decertify them and mothball them until they can be brought up to standards, and we just need to hand count the vote. I'm concerned about the election that we have upcoming.
Constructors Inc. announces the Avenue D foreclosure, which began on Monday in Lovington. The closure will run from Main Street East on Avenue D. During this closure, Constructors Inc. will be installing the storm drain and manholes, which have a depth of about 8 to 10 feet below the existing surface. The road closure is to protect the pedestrian traffic, driving motorists, and the construction crews during the day and night. This phase of the construction should last about 60 days. 18-year-old Havan Nahada of Hobbs, who was arrested for the alleged robbery of an Alsop store last week, apparently is reported to allegedly have been involved in other robberies here in the state and in Texas. He is currently being held in the Lee County Detention Center awaiting extradition to Texas. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.